Now, joining us here as we've got our team together, our Fighting Fit team, live from Dubai Sports World, we have lovely Raghunath, who is putting us through our paces nutrition-wise with health trends. Good morning to you, lovely.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning and welcome. So, lovely. We met with you, all of the team met with you individually a couple of nights ago. So, tell me how that went. You've met actually more of the team than I have so far.
I'll tell you from the beginning, see, the whole concept of health trends, how it started off. As a nutritionist, for me, food and nutrition is the same. But for most people, it isn't. Food is something to be enjoyed, whereas nutrition is something that comes in the way. With all the dietitians talking about carrots and cucumbers, so that's the whole concept everybody has about it. We just wanted to change that, and that's how health trends was conceived, because we wanted to let people know healthy food doesn't have to be bland, doesn't have to be tasteless, as is the usual thought process of everybody. So I'm sure you guys would be the best judges on what's happening right now.
So what was it like when you met everybody from the team?
It was really good, because first the team comes over and we have a one-to-one session where I do the body composition analysis, get more of their lifestyle in place. And usually it's the typical case of Dubaites, because, you know, long working hours, no time to cook, would love to cook, but no time to cook, wants to eat healthy, but don't know what to do, because Dubai is the best place for you to get all the wrong things at the wrong time in all the places. So food is never an issue for everybody. From that, you know, you can be from any part of the world and you're introduced to so many dishes and so many countries' cuisine. So you have the Arabs loving Indian food, or goes on.
So how did Simon get on then? So Simon went in there, and what were you thinking before you went in, Simon?
It's always interesting to meet people like that, because I think the main thing is the body composition tests that they do, because it just draws a baseline and it shows you your sort of starting point from where you're going. The food stuff, when it arrives, firstly it's beautifully packed. It comes in a nice iced bag. It arrives first thing in the morning, so it's like every day is Christmas Day almost. And,
but you've chosen this. You've chosen your food.
Yeah, you choose all your foods through the week.
Yeah.
Which means that it's really, really easy. And there's no washing up to do. There's no shopping to do. There's no cooking to do. So it makes it really, really straightforward. And you can stay pretty well on track without, as I said earlier, any excuses.
Well, that's right. That's the plan. So everybody goes in. They meet you. You talk through their lifestyle.
Exactly.
You weigh them. They have the body composition analysis. And then you gave each of us a very extensive menu for us to choose from your breakfast, various choices right through. And there's snacks in there as well.
Exactly.
But you've worked out for each individual how many calories they should be.
That's where the body composition really helps in. So like we said, we have a baseline to work on, because you don't want to have extra calories, because the whole idea, if it's losing weight, you need to be a little lower than what your requirements, and you also go in with Corey for his exercise program. So you actually, I think with the food coming in, you always have extra time. The stress is out of your head. You can actually focus on the other requirements in terms of fitness, which is what most people can't, because it's always the two in hand going in together is very difficult.
I think what George and I found, we were talking about this earlier, was that I would say surprisingly, but you know, it was very tasty. The food was very tasty. But also lunch yesterday, so I did the full 24 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. And lunch was, you know, I had hamour, I had rice, there was a little dessert, there was fruit, there was salad. I mean, it was really good. I mean, it was a good sized lunch. But through the day, it gets smaller, because you can understand that
exactly.
As you're burning your calories through the day.
Exactly.
So as you're getting into the evening, you're eating less.
That's one thing I wanted to do here, because towards the evening, it's more of emotional eating for many people in this part of the world. So they may,
I think, all
be
over the world, lovely.
Exactly.
I don't know about this part of the world, but anyway.
But that's your downtime, isn't it? That's the time
exactly.
When you finish work, you go home, you're with your family or friends, and that's the time when you do enjoy.
Exactly.
And for many people from various parts of the world, it's the main meal of the day as well.
Exactly.
And as you say, people do work late, so often I don't get home till 8 o'clock, and then you have a big heavy meal. So it is a psychological shift. Just even in that one day for me last night, there was a psychological shift.
Exactly.
I looked at my lunch and I thought, wow, that's big, fine, I'll get through it. And I have to say, I staged it, because I just couldn't eat it all in one go. So I was eating my lunch between 1 and 4 o'clock, and I wasn't really hungry till 7, 8 o'clock. But then it was much smaller, and so I then sort of about 11 o'clock started to get a little pang of hunger. Mm. And I think that's my concern. And I'm not someone that would jump out of bed and go down to the kitchen and eat.
Exactly.
But I did fill up on water, and then I was fine.
It's a whole package, because if you see the meals, it has six small meals. It's got three main meals and it's got three snacks.
Mm.
So the timing is the most important for many people. So if you have your breakfast on time, you would actually be hungry after 2-3 hours to eat your snack. Now it goes on, if you have your lunch at by 1-4, you're obviously going to have a later dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you should be hitting bed by 10-ish.
Yeah.
Which most people shouldn't do.
Half past nine in my
exactly.
house.
Same here, actually.
So
yeah.
It's like that lifestyle thing that you're trying to change, or get that support to change your lifestyle. So once you're, you have a set thing happening forever.
So Corey, I know what's matching, because when I spoke and you had my consultation, as you said, I need to drink more water, and I thought I drank a lot of water, but you're saying no, what was showing up on my body composition analysis was that the water ratio wasn't high enough. So again, matching what you were saying, Corey, about the importance of drinking water.
Yeah, it's extremely important. I can't stress it enough. We live in air conditioning, we work in air conditioning, we drive in air conditioning. If you take the metro, it's air conditioned as well. So we're constantly having these stresses placed on our body, especially with air conditioning. It's actually sapping all of the moisture
Does it really?
Out of your body. Yeah, if you sleep at night, pop a glass of a bowl of water on the ground, turn your air conditioner on at night, go to sleep, see how much water is left there in the morning.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really, really quite something to think about, really, isn't it? And I think, like, I thought I was drinking a lot of water. I need to be, what did you say, Livin? I need to be drinking another litre a day?
Exactly. It's a minimum 2 litres, but if you are in the summers, you definitely need to up it.
So what about those people that are exercising, like we are going to be, we are doing, so with this kind of meal plan, this diet plan, and doing exercise, so how would we work that into the day? When should we be eating? Before we exercise, after we exercise, how do we manage that, Corey?
So basically, if you're exercising in the morning, when you've just woken up, you could have a small piece of fruit or something like that, just to give you a little bit of energy. To get you to the session, to get you through the session. You obviously wouldn't be having anything that's too nutrient dense and really sort of bulky on your stomach. But then 2 hours before, if you're training in the evening, that's the sort of guide that I like to have. If I've had lunch and it's been quite a heavy lunch, now heavy is when I say a piece of steak and some and broccoli or something like that. That's what I call heavy. So
that's a very light supper for me. What about you?
That's the starter.
So that's something that I would need about 2 to 2.5 hours to digest before I exercised.
Are you not hungry then? Because 2.5 hours after I've eaten, I'm ready for a snack.
Not really, no.
I'm not ready to get on the treadmill.
As you said before, if hunger strikes, take some water.
Okay.
Try and combat that hunger with water. Now, part of the nutrition program that Health Trends has here, and part of our success program, is our success program is built on accountability. You need to be accountable to yourself. When you get those hunger pains, you just need to say, okay, well, this is my plan, this is my program, I've selected this, so I need to really stick to it. If I want the rainbow, I need to put up with a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's sort of...
How poetic, I'm liking that. Nice, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully not tears like rain, but
like you the
in
other
pain.
Day at football.
Oh, you wait
Balling
and see.
Your eyes
just
out.
Listen to this, I tell you, just after 11:30 you'll hear how George and I got on play football earlier in the week here at Dubai Sports World. Now, another one of our participants, Catherine, now she's heading off to the States in August. So one of her sort of summer goals was to lose a bit of weight, but she's saying, she's been fit, she plays tennis, she does various things, but had a period of unemployment, stacked on a few kilos, and so she's looking for something to kickstart her back into action and to do some activities. Now she's already started a diet. Now when you're looking at the nutrition and the diet side of things, Lovely and Corey, it's very personal, isn't it, to the individual. What works for one person, what might not work for somebody else regarding, you know, depending on their metabolism, etc. Now, here's somebody who's in their 40s. They don't have a lot of weight to lose, but they're just feeling a bit like we were saying earlier, Simon. You know, you get a bit older, it gets harder to shed those kilos. It may only be a couple of kilos that you want to lose. So how challenging will that be with regards to the nutrition and the exercise side of things?
I think for the clients, they have to understand the ones who have the last few pounds to lose, they need to be the most focused and consistent. Because at the end of the day, for every person, it's about consistency. I think over a period, people think of trying to be perfect every day and they forget the consistency part. So it has to be the consistency that comes in, because especially with the last few pounds. Do you agree with me, Corey?
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people are in that stage as well. Sometimes they sort of trying and they think, well, I'm not really going anywhere. And I've seen it so much of people on our regular exercise programs. Now, they're quite fit people. I have a 26-year-old South African woman. She's been coming religiously to my boot camps for the past 3 months. She hasn't really inquired too much on the nutrition, the sleeping, or the hydration side. Now she said, yes, I'm healthy, I'm doing all of this. And I asked her after 6 months, I said, are you hitting your goals? And she said, well, I'm a lot fitter. Yes, I'm way fitter than when I started. It's great. But I said, are you hitting your goals? And she said, but I haven't lost any weight, and I'm not sort of where I thought I would be. I said, okay. Well, I said, look, we have this success program. It's quite an in-depth program, but let's just get you started. I want you to email me for the next week to 2 weeks on exactly what you're doing throughout the day, and let's see how healthy you really are. Okay. So we checked it all out, and there was all of these, Kellogg's breakfast bars in there that are full of sugar and all of these things. Now, all of the products that she was consuming, they've been marketed as being healthy, but they're not really. They're full of sugar and all of this. So I said, okay, this is what we need to change. These are the steps we need to take. So she changed all of that, and after 2 weeks on that program, she's like, Corey, wow, I've lost 4 kilos. This is unbelievable. And she said, it's all because of you. And I said, no, it's not all because of me. I said, it's you. I'm just guiding you, providing you with the tools to change. And you have changed.
So this is what we're going to benefit from, Simon, George. This is with Corey at Original Fitness. This is for the Fighting Fit team, this kind of support and advice. So, Simon, you're off tomorrow to have your first consultation with the guys at Original Fitness.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and see Corey first thing in the morning. He says this little fitness assessment, which he seems to sound like it's a little stroll in the park, but I'm not so sure. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow morning.
So go to bed early tonight, drink lots of water, and be ready to go tomorrow.
You're on Corey's side, aren't you? You're scaring me now.
And we're going to read all about it on Dubai Eye's website. Yeah. So all the participants, you can meet all of the winners of the Fighting Fit team online at DubaiEye1038.com. They've already started blogging. Simon, you're not there yet, but your blog will be up there soon, I think.
I was saving it all until I'd seen Corey. I wasn't so sure I was going to stick around.
Okay, let's see if you're still with us on Sunday. So for now, thank you, Simon. Look forward to following your progress online and here on the show. And enjoy your summer. Just quickly before you go, though, your choice of exercise.
To be honest, I was going to stick more with the gym-based stuff.
Yeah.
I'll have a chat with Corey tomorrow morning and see what he thinks is going to be most suitable. But I really want to tone up and knock a few pounds off. So I think I'm going to spend as much time as I can with the gym and the facilities that they've got here.
We watch with interest. And for now, Corey Oliver of Original Fitness, thank you so much, and for all of this support you're giving to our listeners.
My pleasure.
So much. We'll catch up with you soon too. And if you want contact details for Corey at Original Fitness, it's all up on our webpage at DubaiEye1038.com. Lovely, you're going to stay with us a little while longer.
Sure.
Excellent. We'll find out more about health trends. So do stay with us here as we're live from Dubai Sports World.